And finally, fifth, interaction style is natural language. What if you can talk to the computer? What if you can gesture and you can just use your normal handwriting to in order to be, let's say, write the letter or to be able to give instructions? So there's been a lot of research and investment made so that people can either talk or write, use writing and sketching as a way to interact with the computer. The key advantage is that it reduces learning a syntax. I just talk to the computer like I'm used to talking, or I just gesture at the computer and sketch stuff and scribble stuff, and then it's the burden is on the computer to be able to recognize it and understand it. Now, the big disadvantage is our ability to recognize speech, although it works in very constrained domains, let's say like ordering a plane ticket or getting support with a specific product or service that we've bought, then it works. But if it is about freeform interaction in terms of speech, computer systems are not quite there yet in order to be that flexible and that versatile. It helps if they know the domain of the discourse because then they can sort of guess, aha, maybe it's this word that they're talking about, or this is what could be covered, and so they can pick and start assigning probabilities to different options and then come back and say, did you mean this? Did you mean that? And I mean, you have all had experience interacting with these phone systems that are automated. And some of them work really well and some of them are totally annoying, you know, because they don't get what you're saying and keep asking for clarification till you say, forget it. And others are quite skillful. And some of it depends on the domain. So we've talked about also this. Another disadvantage is that they can be unpredictable. You say the word a little not loud enough, or you have have some food in your mouth and it doesn't sound right, and so they can't recognize it. And so, in that sense, it's not stable. And that's an important aspect for users that they get predictable responses from the system. Who do these systems mostly apply to appeal to? It's novices and intermittent users. Power users like to control, so they're willing to learn a syntax, and then they know if I do X, I get Y, and so on.